Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cricket Show. To call in, 151-56.
To Rob Street in Georgetown. Who will be the next coach of the West Indies side? Who will be the selectors? Well, we'll know very soon. My understanding is that by October the 15th, no later than the 16th, we shall know. In fact, in terms of the selectors, they're going to be having their day tomorrow. I can tell you this for sure. Desmond Haynes left Barbados this morning. He should be back this evening. In terms of the big job as a head coach, Phil Simmons and Floyd Reefer, they have their interviews today. And I can confirm that for Roger Harper, Lockhart, Sebastian Hendy Wallace, and Miles Bascom, who are looking to be selectors, will in fact get their day tomorrow. And contrary to what you're hearing, no decision has been taken in relation to the whole question of a selection panel. They're going to be interviewed tomorrow, and as I said, and my information is that by October the 15th, no later than the 16th, we should know who the head coach is and who the executive selector is, along with the selector, and of course, we will know who the coach is. So you can take it from this, and I guess we've been very much on the ball, and in fact, we broke those stories long ago in relation to those who were being interviewed, and people like Desmond Haynes, Phil Simmons, and Floyd Reefer. And we can also put as far as to say that Travis Dowling, Melissa Aguilera, and Anne Brong may very well come through, and in terms of the selection of the women. That's what I've been told. And I also understand that Curly Ambrose and Robert Haynes may very well be junior selectors. Of course, that's all not confirmed as yet, but I've been having my ears to the ground, and my understanding is that those gentlemen are going to be very much in the picture. So we're going to be looking at that, of course, as well. We note with interest in Barbados, a youngster who's actually in the studios with us, young Miles Alleen, getting in 10 wickets in an innings. I mean, that's something that's worthy of commendation, and I'm sure we're going to hear from him a little bit later on. We expect, of course, to have Tony Marshall in the studio. Maybe he's caught in traffic. So much traffic in Barbados, Tony. We're going to await your arrival. Well, without any further ado, even before we go to you, Doctor, let's go straight to St. John's, Antigua, and speak to the noted journalist, Colin James. Hello, Colin. How are you? Colin? Is Colin James with us? Okay, let's try and see if we can pick Colin James up. We just had him on the line there. Of course, our technical man, Mr. Larry Mears, will try and see if he can solve that problem for us. In the meantime, let's, of course, bring in Dr. Ford. Dr. Ford, Desmond Haynes, Phil Simmons, and Floyd Reefer. in terms of the big job head coach. If you hear that Roger Harper, Lockhart, Sebastian, Andy Wallace, and Miles Bascom, they're looking to be selected. Good evening to you, sir.
Yes, good evening, Andrew, and all the listeners. It's a good mix, and I think three high-quality West Indian options for Cricket West Indies to really choose from. It'll be interesting to see who comes through. Mr. Reefer has had a few months at the helm and has had a difficult time just being elevated from the CCC and you know, the lower levels. And I think the recent records, when you contrast it with Pybus, makes for interesting, you know, comparisons. And then Desmond Haynes, who hasn't been seen at this level a lot, but an illustrious career, a man who knows about excellence and results, and a new fresh person in the equation. We've had Simmons before. He has lots of experience, Afghanistan, Ireland. He's been here before. I guess we'll have to see who the powers that be think should be the coach in the future.
Okay, well, I think we've got Colin James on the line. Colin, how are you, my friend?
I'm fine, thank you, Andrew. Good evening to you. Good evening to your guests.
Good. How is good old St. John's, Antigua, the land of the Browns? It used to be the land of the Birds and the Spencers. Now it's the land of the Browns.
Well, we are dealing with whatever issues and challenges we have, and we're moving along as we can.
All right. Now, you're on the hot spot. I understand that Desmond Haynes came in this morning. Did you go to the airport to see Desmond Leo Haynes, Colin?
No, Andrew, I didn't, but I reckon that he would have been met by officials of the West Indies Cricket Board and other maybe local dignitaries. Sure. And one of his former colleagues might have been around to wish him all the best in his interview with the West Indies Cricket Board, or West Indies, sorry.
Mm-hmm. What are you hearing in Antigua, though? I mean, Desmond Haynes, of course,
sorry,
you got...
Good.
And any front runner in your view, Colin?
Well, from my perspective, the president made in the past.
Joseph Comey.
That the name Phil Simmons is among the top three. I am of the view that Phil Simmons seems to have the upper hand, if I can term it that way, going into these interviews. I think there's a particular liking for Phil Simmons by the hierarchy in the West of Cricket West Indies. And I believe, too, the way Howie was unceremoniously disposed of about 2-3 years ago, I think they want to right that wrong to some extent. And it won't surprise me if he comes out as the preferred choice.
Mm-hmm. So Desmond Haynes may come a close second, then, is what you're saying?
Yes, I believe based on the indications that we're getting. Mm-hmm. And then again, it's going to depend on if those who are conducting the interviews believe that a Phil Simmons and a senior statesman like a Desmond Haynes in West Indies cricket could work along together, or would they prefer to go with the younger Floyd Reefer, knowing that he has been around the team for the last few years.
Mm-hmm. Do you think, Colin, that Floyd Reefer has a good chance to be head coach? Do you think so, or do you think he's in trouble?
I believe, based on his credentials, he has a good chance. But what is going to negate against him is the last two series, including the World Cup that the West Indies would have been involved in. I think that, you know, from a public perspective, might go against him. But based on his credentials and being one of the young and upcoming coaches in the Caribbean, and the fact that he has been groomed by the Cricket West Indies to be to take over in some years to come, I believe he still stands a good chance in becoming, maybe, if not the head coach, at least assistant coach.
Assistant coach. I understand that Dr. Rudy Webster, my sources tell me, came in from Grenada, I think it might have been yesterday or this morning, to be part of the interviewing panel. Can you confirm this?
No, I can't confirm it. This is the first time I'm hearing about it. Mm-hmm. But then again, how much maybe the present hierarchy of Cricket West Indies look at these former greats, right, in terms of not only those who played, but those who would have been around the great Clive Lloyd and Reeve Richards teams. And Rudy Webster would have been one of those individuals credited for the success of those teams. I won't be surprised if he's playing some sort of advisory role, if not a more senior role in terms of the actual selection of the coach.
Mm-hmm. Colin, you were saying that the hierarchy, they may very well go with Phil Simmons. Who is Colin James's choice to be head coach?
You really putting me on the spot, Andrew?
Well, sometimes we have to do that, Colin.
Well, I believe that Desmond Haynes should be given that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
He has been there and there about around West Indies cricket since his unceremonious exit from West Indies cricket. We won't go over the details in terms of that.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people still believe that, you know, it was Desmond's exit and the other way, the way others were treated, has caused, you know, West Indies cricket to be in the sort of situation that we're in up to today. But be that as it may, I think he has a lot to offer West Indies cricket, and he has the experience, he has the knowledge, and, you know, he just might bring that missing ingredient that has been missing by some of the other coaches towards the West Indies team. He would be well respected in the dressing room by the other players, because he has that that caliber in terms of what he would have done for West Indies cricket. So if we're looking maybe to start fresh, so to speak, mm-hmm. I would give him the nod, and I would have a young Floyd before with him.
Hi, good night. With the exit of Simmons under Cameron, and with the legal issues being settled in short order by Skerritt, there's some who may say that the lull which occurred with the interim coach was to allow Simmons to extricate himself from the Afghanistan contract so that he could resume his role as the West Indies cricket coach. That's a theory that a lot of people hold true to. What's your opinion on that?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we lost him. Yeah,
we're
going to try and get Colin back.
But it's the, you know, it's the convenience with which that timeline fits in,
right,
that would create the impression that the powers that be think that this would be the way to go. But I mean, Desmond is a new, fresh face, and, you know, I think that, you know, we don't think that a coach really makes mm-hmm. or breaks the team. The coach will make the team better
mm-hmm.
once he can energize the players and develop them and really get them to buy into his methods.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is, the thinking that what Pybus did was a fluke based mm-hmm. on what happened subsequently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how if that's the real thinking, what does it mm-hmm. all mean?
All right, we got Colin back. Let's apologize to our listeners for the technical challenges we've been having. And in fact, as I look back, I see a very young man coming into the studios, Tony Marshall. Looking as young as ever.
A young man, Andrew?
Yeah, a young man in Tony Marshall. I'm sure that you know Tony, because he's got very, very strong association with Antigua. I think he's got some land in Antigua in many ways. So Tony settles in.
Well, he was one of our top bankers years ago.
Only a top banker?
Colin, did you get the question, though?
Mm-hmm.
No, I guess.
Yeah, well, to summarize it, the timeline with the Simmons legal problems being sorted out so quickly, then the interval during his Afghanistan tenure with an interim coach, and then giving him time to be a part of this process to resume his position as the head coach. Some think that this was something that was arranged and thought through by the hierarchy right now. What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, I share that view. And that's why I said, you know, my feeling is that the hierarchy, and the way how they have been speaking, you know, I get the impression that their choice is for Phil. I think they will go with Phil. And I think they will appoint Floyd as his assistant and appoint Desmond as a backing coach.
Mm, interesting.
What is your view on Simmons' ability to deal with the politics of being a top West Indies selector, or the politics of being a head coach? Because his issues with saying the process was being circumvented and kind of directed by external forces when he was here, which caused the beginning of the end for him here.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were issues in Afghanistan as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all head coaches of every cricketing nation has to deal with the politics of being a head coach. Is this a naivety? Is it a weakness? Why has it happened in two different locations?
Mm-hmm. Good question.
Well, yes, very good observation there. Well, if he hasn't learned from those two previous experiences, I don't think he will ever learn again. Because, as you have put it, there are certain political issues that you have to walk a very careful line with. That's not to say that you have to bend over backwards to accommodate everything, so to speak. But you must know how to navigate these issues. Your focus, basically, as a coach, is to make sure you can get the best out of the players. And, you know, there will be differences of opinion in terms of a selection of players. But at the end of the day, you know that your role is to get what you need the best out of the players. And from, you can work with what you have in terms of the players and getting the best of them. Sooner or later, everyone will come around to your point of view, and then you'll be the band that speaks the loudest, although you might speak the softest, so to speak. So you have to understand these things, and these are nothing new in terms of cricket, even in politics, in raw politics itself. So, you know, you have to win over people and get them on your side, and you move along from there. If it's going to be your way or no one else's way, you're always going to find yourself in conflict with one or two people, because at the end of the day, they're going to be people with strong opinions, and you have your opinion as well. So, you know, there must be a compromise somewhere along the way.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's about time to now introduce Tony Marshall, who's joined us in the studio. Good evening to you, Tony. Nice to see you.
Good evening, Andrew, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And to let me say hello to the listeners. And apologize for being a few minutes late, but you spoke about traffic, but there's also parking problems.
I hope you didn't have to park up in the QEA.
Oh, no. I've done it before, though.
Yeah. Indeed.
In former times.
Yes. Colin, do you know Tony Marshall?
Very well, very well. We used to have a drink or two when he was in Antigua.
A drink or two. Hello?
Let them know it was milk.
Drink. Well, I don't know if you had a chance, Tony, to hear any of Colin's contributions here on the topic, of course, of the head coach, Desmond Haynes, Phil Simmons, and Floyd Reefer being interviewed today and tomorrow. I understand that we're going to be having Roger Harper, Lockhart, Sebastian, Henry Wallace, and Miles Bascom for the posts of coach. Any reaction? For the post of selector.
I had been nervous for a bit.
Yeah. I'm happy to see the as it were, the short list.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's quite interesting, but I was concerned, and my concern was further cemented when I saw an article in the press today written by Leslie Lett Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked the question he asked.
Mm-hmm.
He said, how proper is that, Mr. Riley?
Mm.
I'm really baffled and concerned that he has found it appropriate to make mention of his personal choice and selection.
Mm-hmm.
And he leaves one to ask, is he speaking on behalf of the BCA board? Is he speaking because he has been conscious of discussion at Cricket West Indies level?
Mm.
But at the end of the day, I'd like to hear some reaction to what I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe he's done Desmond a favor.
Okay.
I feel if anything, it's likely to be seen as partisanship. Mm-hmm. Countryman representing countryman.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been much nicer said nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the biggest concern I have. But I'm happy that the sort of forum and seminar which was conducted earlier would appear to have borne some fruit in that they are not only interviewing candidates for the head coach, but they're also interviewing those considered potentially suitable for being a selector. I felt for a long time that the selection was a bit hit and miss.
Mm-hmm.
But now there's definitely a seasoned and matured approach to looking for the people with the right quality, the right experience to select the teams.
Mm-hmm.
I'd leave it there for a minute.
Dr. Ford, do you want to comment on anything Tony said?
Well, I get the point. It wasn't the most prudent thing that the president has done. I mean, I wouldn't have been goaded or coerced into giving my personal opinion by that specific journalist, but certainly may have been more general in my comments as to, you know, the prospects of the three candidates and their you know, the possibilities. But he did say it was his personal opinion, and I don't know if it was thought to be off, you know, something that was just to be mentioned but not printed or not. But you know, you have to be really careful as an administrator when you're being interviewed, and you know, be aware of the, you know, the possibilities that comes after.
Mm-hmm.
I feel Andrew, that Dr. Ford is being very generous.
You're very generous.
As
okay,
as is his custom.
Okay. All right.
Now, certainly, when one assumes certain positions, there is a responsibility which falls on one's shoulders. And among those is to know when to speak and what to speak. Now, a further concern I have, and I say this as a member of the Barbados Cricket Association and a former director of West Indies Cricket, we have not heard a squeak out of either board, even though on a not too long ago occasion, there was murmurings that the ethics committee was due to meet.
Right.
But
right.
We have heard nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, one is led to consider whether both boards are comfortable with that type of display.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the public deserve an answer from each of the boards. Because when you are the leader, you carry a responsibility not just for yourself, but for your board and for the institution over which you preside. And certainly, I think that the question here is so well put. How proper is it?
All right. Okay, let's go to Guyana now. We were speaking earlier about Roger Harper. He's on the line from Guyana. Good evening to you, Roger. How are you?
Good evening, Andrew. Good evening to everyone.
Good. How is the weather in Guyana?
Oh, the weather is wonderful.
Wonderful. And the performance of the Amazon War is wonderful as well.
Outstanding.
No. Why are they doing so well, Roger, in your view?
Well, they're playing some good cricket, but apart from that, I think they have a good squad, a good team. They've got a lot of strength and depth all round in terms of batting and in terms of bowling. And I think, you know, they've got good quality spinners, and leg spin has been a bugbear of a lot of batsmen, West Indian batsmen in particular, and they've got, you know, depth there too. So they're playing some good all-round cricket, and I think someone has stood up every time they were challenged. And that's the reason for their outstanding success so far.
Do you think they'll go all the way this time?
Well, they'll never have a better chance, I think. I think they're equipped to do it. So I think this is their year.
Are there any weaknesses at all in that side, in your view?
No, I don't think so. I think also they have a very experienced and savvy captain as well. And I think he makes quite a significant difference on the field, apart from the strength and depth, as I mentioned, in all departments in the team.
Tell us about this youngster, Brandon King. I mean, we are here looking at the stats, myself and Tony. In 11 matches, 453 runs, 132, which was made on Sunday, with an average of 56. I mean, this guy's strike rate of 151. What do you like about young Brandon King?
Well, the fact that he's getting runs consistently, you know, he's scoring, he's giving the Warriors a pretty good start almost every time he goes to the crease. So, you know, he's setting a real good platform for them. But he's been around for a little while. He's played, I think, for a couple of seasons for the St. Kitts, the Patriots. And he may have played a year for Jamaica as well. I'm not sure. But, you know, I don't think he opened the batting when he was with those teams. But here with the Warriors, he opened the batting and really come into his own. I think he's matured a little bit as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, really great for him.
Mm-hmm. What do you like about him as a batsman?
He's a good striker of the ball. I think in this format of the game, particularly, I think he understands a bit about where the bowlers are likely to bowl, and he's capitalizing on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you expected a bit more from Hatton Mara, though. I mean, 11 what in terms of matches, 215 runs, highest of 70, just averaging 21. You expected a bit more from young Hatton Mara.
Yes, I think everyone is hoping for a little more from him. Maybe he'll come good at the end. as he did in the IPL.
Yes, yes, indeed.
I am concerned about him, though, Roger.
Mm.
That guy obviously has talent.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that the master has seen him as a future prospect for West Indies cricket.
Mm-hmm.
I refer, of course, to Sir Garfield.
Mm-hmm.
He seems not to be able to concentrate beyond a given length of time.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that can be directly attributed to the 2020 business.
Mm-hmm.
But when one seeks to become professional,
mm-hmm.
one has to change one's stance and style,
mm-hmm.
and understand the responsibility which devolves upon self. Where he, and if we look at him batting for West Indies, there were occasions when we thought, okay,
mm-hmm.
he's gotten a start. He seems to be getting ready now to settle in.
Mm-hmm.
And he hits it in the air
mm-hmm.
for no good reason and gets out.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say, Roger?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I certainly agree that I think he has the ability to be one of the best batsmen in the world,
mm-hmm.
actually. He has that sort of talent. But he needs to marry that talent with a bit more maturity, know when to be a little more circumspect, and, you know, play more according to the circumstances of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, good night, Roger. There's no doubt that the Warriors have one of the strongest batting lineups, definitely in the tournament. We mentioned King and mentioned Hetmeyer, but there's Malik and there's Puran, who haven't really had a chance to do much, and Hemraj have done really well. But when you look at their bowling, Tahir, Malik, Khan, Green, Hemraj, there's a plethora of spinners there, and they've been playing. They had their home games in Guyana. They also had some in Trinidad. Some of the wickets in Barbados would have been on the slow side. Is their success from a bowling standpoint due to the wickets and the fact that they have an attack
mm-hmm.
base for spin-friendly services? Because when you look at Shepherd and Paul, their
mm-hmm.
economy rates have been sky-high, 8 and 9, almost going to 10. But this team has flourished on predominantly spin.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the spin has worked, and it's worked in all conditions because don't forget you play 5 home games and 5 away games. So, you know, they've played away games and they've won those games as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, while the spin has dominated and the seamers have contributed, Paul has had his success, Shepherd has had his success, you have Odin Smith who's contributed as well. So I think they have, you know, strength and depth in both departments, not just the batting, but in the bowling as well. And they cater for all conditions.
Mm-hmm.
But the spinners certainly are a lot more experienced when you have the South African leg spinner
Tahir
and
with
Green.
15 wickets as well. Green has done well. Green has picked up what 13.
Green bowling at the top of the order,
mm.
and then you've got the young Afghanistan leg spinner who is not as experienced, but obviously a talent to come in and contribute as well.
Mm-hmm.
So yes,
looking. Roger,
they have all departments covered.
Roger, if you turn our attention now to the Other big game which comes up on Thursday evening. It starts at what time again? The TKR Traders match. Dr. Ford, is it?
Well, seven.
7 o'clock. Can you pick a winner in that one? It's going to be at the Bernard Academy Stadium.
I think TKR will have to be the favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I know that they fell off the wagon a bit, started
right.
pretty hot, fell off the wagon. But they squeezed home in the last game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they'll start as favorite.
Okay. Now, Roger, just before you go, we don't want to take up too much of your time because I know tomorrow you've got a big interview there in relation to the job as selector. Lots of talk around the Caribbean, Roger, that you may very well get the pick. So should we congratulate you on Mason and Guest?
Well, Andrew, as you said, there's an interview tomorrow, so the process isn't complete.
Right, okay.
So I think that would be a little premature.
Right, no, but
but not unreasonable.
But Roger, if you are successful, how would being a selector
mm-hmm.
Affect you as far as being an administrator in at home and
mm-hmm.
your aspirations for more if you're
mm-hmm.
problems with the board can be solved.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one thing at a time. You know, I'm an administrator for the Georgetown Cricket Association
mm-hmm.
and my club, the Demerara Cricket Club. And I don't think being a selector will cause any sort of conflict there
mm-hmm.
at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, I don't see any issues with that.
Mm-hmm. What would have influenced you, Roger, to come back into the Queen's Cricket industry to become to vie for the position as a selector?
Well, the opportunity was there
mm-hmm.
to apply, and I think that it is an opportunity to make a meaningful contribution
mm-hmm.
and to still be involved with West Indies Cricket and assist the development, because I think selection plays an important part
mm-hmm.
with the development process and moving forward. So it is, and then I'll have the opportunity to work closely with
mm-hmm.
the coach and all those involved in the development process of West Indies Cricket, because we all have to be on the same page in terms of what we're aiming to achieve and how we're moving forward. So I think it's an integral part of the development of West Indies cricket. I'm hoping and looking forward to being involved in moving West Indies cricket forward.
Mm.
What's happened to Roger Harper, the coach?
Mm.
What's happened to him? He's still there.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Roger?
But I think, yes, go on.
Mm.
I'm sorry, you answer.
No, he answered. He said he's still here, so it's your turn to ask the question, Tony. It was a very, very short answer.
Roger, what is your reaction and comment about a term
mm-hmm.
for selectors
mm-hmm.
rather than the possibility of being removed at any time?
Mm.
Sorry?
What is your reaction to selectors having terms?
Mm.
Rather than being appointed and up for removal at any time?
Well, I would like to think that any position
mm-hmm.
has a specified term.
Right.
But I think your employer, within certain amount of reason,
mm-hmm.
has the opportunity to terminate that contract,
mm-hmm.
you know, as they see it necessary,
mm-hmm.
given taking certain things into consideration.
Mm-hmm.
You care to mention any one of those
things?
Well,
we have seen, for example, coaches being asked to, you know, demit their position before
mm-hmm.
their terms and contracts are up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we see managers as well, so it happens.
Are you speaking of cricket or other sport, particularly soccer?
I'm speaking of all sports.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I see it in basketball. I see it in cricket. I see it in football.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but of course, when that happens, certain things will have to be done also.
Well, Roger, we won't want to keep you too much longer because, of course, you've got to get some rest. You've got a big interview tomorrow. What time is your interview tomorrow, Roger?
It's around midday.
It's around midday. All right. And you heard it first on Mason and Guest. Roger, I want to thank you. I wish you well. My sources tell me that you're going to get the top job. And of course, I also understand that you may have Lockhart Sebastian with you.
Well, Andrew, you obviously have a crystal ball somewhere. My sources tell me that I need to prepare well for that interview.
Right, right.
And try and make sure that I give a good account of myself.
Yes, and you will. What form will the interview take, Roger?
Well, I think there's an interviewing panel.
Okay.
And being done via the teleconference.
Right, right. And that's at 12 o'clock. We, of course, reported that long, long ago. Roger, I'm backing you. I want to say on this show that I would like you to become the, what was it, the executive, was it? No,
Well, don't ask me.
Indeed. Well, but I think you've got the qualifications. I've always said, in fact, I remember telling Philo Wallace, who was in the task force, he asked me quietly one time, you know, I had to make any recommendations. And I said, called your name emphatically. I don't know if that had any influence at all, but you must thank Mason and Guest for your big job.
Interesting.
Okay, Andrew, I'll buy you a glass of water.
All right. No, a glass of milk. All right. We wish you very well. And thanks for coming on Mason and Guest. All right, so there you have it. We're going to pause for business calls, are we? I think we're going to do that, and when we come back, we want, of course, to continue our very interesting discussion with Tony Marshall, former president of the Marvellous Cricket Association, of course, former director of Cricket West Indies. Mason and Guest is brought to an association with our very good friends at Marvellous Lottery, promoting youth sport and culture.
Our nation has produced some of the greatest cricketers to ever play the game. We're proud of our patrons of the world.
Demon spitted fire, he had only one desire, just to see the West Indies stay a force, and to make his dream come true, anything he prepared to do, regardless of the physical cost. Now he stood at the end of his journey, about to retire gracefully. I say we owe him plenty gear surety, so we must all get together and say praise and thanks to the brother and wish him all the best in the future. So come on, let us give it up for Courtney. What a great Caribbean man that brought so much joy to the region. Let us give it up
for just 7 runs, and you picked up all 10 wickets. Was it the first innings?
Yes, it was the first innings.
Okay, good. Now, where was that match played?
That was played at Everton School.
All right. And what do you do on the side? You're the opening bowler?
Yes, I
am. All right, okay. Tell us about that performance. You got your first wicket, and then you got 3 people bowled. You got a couple of people, 1 leg before, a couple caught. Did you at any stage feel that you were actually going to take 10 wickets in the innings?
Yes, I did. When I took 5 wickets, I believe that I could push on and that I could eventually see 10 wickets.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you got your 6th wicket, then your 7th, then your 8th. How was the last batsman dismissed?
The last batsman dismissed, bowled.
Bowled, okay. No LBW, no controversy. Didn't have to go to the third umpire or anything of that sort. So how do you feel, though? I mean, having picked up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I mean, all of a sudden, 8 wickets, 9 wickets, you're looking at getting this 10th wicket. What kind of difference was right up at the block hole, got the batsman bowled right comprehensively?
Yeah, it was right at the stump.
Right at the stumps, all right. And you bowled a nice little medium pace?
Yeah.
For the all right. Now, how do you feel about the success?
It's amazing,
right. Were you nervous at any stage, though, as you got your 9th wicket and you felt that possibly you might not have gotten 10? Did that ever cross your mind?
No.
Never crossed your mind. How was the pitch? Was it a good pitch for cricket?
Oh, it was a soft pitch.
Oh, it was a soft pitch. Okay. All right. And the ball did a lot, huh?
Yeah, it did.
All right. And this is what? The school's level, of course, playing for Harrison College. You bowled 9 overs and 4 balls. And you picked up 10 wickets for 7 runs. That's tremendous performance from you. And we really want to wish you all the success. There's no doubt about that. In terms of Barbados, is on the 13, on the what, 15? Are you looking forward to playing on the 15?
Yes, I am.
All right, good. And you come from a cricketing family? Anyone in your family playing cricket?
Oh.
What about your dad? Dr. Ford tells me that he knows your dad very well and he was not a good cricketer. Is that true, Dr. Ford?
No, I said he played some ball in the road in St. George.
Indeed. All right. Are you a St. George man? What part of St. George? You're from St. George?
Yeah, I'm from St. George.
What part of St. George are you from?
I live near Ellerton.
Near Ellerton. That's pretty close to ruins, which Tony Marshall lives in. If you know where Tony lives, he lives in about 25 acres of land. So you can look across the sea. I mean, it's a wonderful place to go. I've never been invited, but I see the fruit trees there, Tony. Sorry, Mary's just laughing.
Look, I like to ask Miles a question.
Yes, Tony.
Miles.
Yeah.
What are your ambitions mm-hmm. at this stage? Mm-hmm. What are they?
Well, my ambitions are to play as high as possible, which is the international level for West Indies.
Oh, wonderful.
Who is your idol?
Mm.
Jason Bowler and Shea Hope.
Okay. Right.
Mm. Why did you pick those two?
Mm-hmm.
Because Jason, even though he's captain, he's not captain of the ODI anymore, but he was always pushing and was always not giving up, even though when a lot of people were criticizing him, mm-hmm. saying that he wasn't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And he performed well earlier this year against England in mm-hmm. a test match.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Shea Hope, he was always good.
Mm-hmm.
During the Tri Series,
mm-hmm.
he scored hundreds. And in the World Cup, he scored 96.
Mm-hmm.
So he was always a good batsman mm-hmm. and he's a alright keeper. He's a decent keeper.
Mm-hmm. what wonderful. And so he's got Jason Holder and of course Young Hope as his idols.
Yes.
And you want to go on and play for the best. Tony, any other questions for
the
young man?
No, except that I would say, do you partner yourself or have you on any former West Indian great?
Mm-hmm.
If I
pattern yourself on any former West Indian great.
Pattern?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's Michael Holden.
You like Michael Holden? Yes. Yeah. Okay, wonderful. I mean, he's tremendous. So that's a good pick. That's a good pick. Yeah, Michael Holden. And you are, of course, at school, age 13 at Harrison College. Do you want to play cricket professionally? Or you want to be a doctor, lawyer, baker? What do you want to do when you grow up?
Yeah, I want to play it professionally.
Okay. Wonderful. All right.
Miles, did you bowl all 9 overs on the trot, or did you have?
Yeah, I bowled it. I bowled all 9 straight.
Oh, okay. That's some stamina. How would you describe your action? Are you a side on, or are you chest on?
Mm-hmm.
I'm chest on.
He's chest on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you quick?
No.
Not as yet. And this, of course, is a good opportunity for you. It's really great to have you on, Mason, I guess. In fact, I spoke to Corey Edwards, your coach, thanks to Elvis Owens, who provided the information for me. And it's really a pleasure, certainly, to have you on the show. I would imagine that cricket is your favorite sport, is it?
Yes, it is.
Anyone close to cricket? You're a football man as well? Or just cricket, and more cricket?
I'm interested in one or two other sports.
Mm.
Like, track and field, baseball, but
cricket. No, yeah. if you don't make it in cricket, is there any other thing that you would want to do?
No, at the moment I really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Cricket, see, one thing I want to go for and I'm not sure about anything else.
Right. Okay.
What about your batting, Miles?
Mm.
Yeah, my body is good too. I can do.
What position do you bat?
I bat between 5 and 8.
Mm. What? Okay, 5 and 8. So he's a bit of an all-rounder. All right, wonderful indeed.
I want to say something too.
Mm-hmm.
I sincerely hope that you're looking at your cricket seriously.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There are many tapes that you can watch
mm-hmm.
that will help you to understand some of the more intricate issues of the game. Also, if you look at the West Indies team carefully, you will see that there are several players who like you, shone brightly at the lower level.
Mm-hmm.
And when they've gotten there, not very much happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Often it was because of a lack of commitment,
mm-hmm.
a lack of dedication,
mm-hmm.
and a lack of concentration,
mm-hmm.
not to speak of hunger.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that the IPL, well, I shouldn't say the IPL, I should say the 2020 game,
mm-hmm.
has not done a lot for West Indies cricket.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if you would make a comment on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is not our strongest point,
mm-hmm.
because we, even though we might have some big hitters like Gurskill, it's not our overall strong point because we just aren't that suited for it. The tactics and the other teams that are better than us, we don't bring it together in that format like the others.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting comment coming from you. Miles.
Andrew, this does not happen usually.
Right.
I would not seek to upgrade your ratings by coming in on your program.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the camaraderie, the relationship, the friendship, and everything that the gentleman here, Tony, and I have had them over the years,
right.
all of them provoke me to jump in and say, "Hi, Tony!"
Well, Tony, of course, being a former moderator here on Brass Tacks a long time
ago. We have had so many good times together.
Yes, yes.
I mean, even when we meet in St. Andrew or Britain's Hill, you know, with the one-eyed man.
One-eyed milkman.
Particular line, but our batting has not shown any appreciable favorable outcome in terms of the short game, and those who play the short game and are in the test side show a weakness of concentration. I wonder if there's a strategic plan, and if that plan specifically deals with preparation of our players for the world game. I wonder. I don't know. When I say the world game, I mean international cricket.
Mm-hmm.
It would be very interesting to get someone who knows about the strategic plan, if there is one. I do not know.
Mm-hmm.
But from looking at the cricket, it is not clear to me that the West Indies team has a plan, a policy.
Mm-hmm.
Not clear.
Mm-hmm.
I also wonder quite often whether the backroom support is as crisp and as forceful as it should be, as impactful.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are times when we have been in certain positions when a particular style of play should have been adopted, and I didn't see it. I think there must be other people who didn't see it either. And there were some games that we didn't win when we were in very strong positions. And so it makes me ask the question, is there a plan?
Mm-hmm.
And is the team versed, schooled, and drilled in the intended outcomes of that plan? I don't know. One of the things that I see to be lacking is our good friend, Mr. Brathwaite,
mm-hmm.
has gone off the boil.
Mm-hmm.
And in so doing, West Indies have lost, quote-unquote, an anchor.
Mm-hmm.
Or Innes, from time to time, needed someone who would anchor off an end and allow the other players to play around. It is not normal to find two very attacking batsmen at the crease who survive for long periods and have long partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
It often happens when one of the two is a bit subdued, a more solid, and is obviously playing with a view, a plan. And that is what I'm not sure. And people like Roger Harper and Desi, I'm sure I would love to hear what they have to say,
mm-hmm.
much as they are now seeking to come to office.
Mm-hmm. Tony, there have been some changes made recently. We note with interest that Jason Holder, who used to, well, once test captain all formats, he's now just a test captain. We see that Pollard from Trinidad and Tobago has now taken over as the T20 captain and as a 50-over captain, the ODI captain. Were you surprised by these developments?
I thought they were long in coming.
Say that again, Tony.
I thought they were long in coming.
Mm.
I felt it was asking too much of Jason,
mm-hmm.
the captain all three brands of the cricket, and mm-hmm. also to be expected to perform. More particularly, when as captain,
mm-hmm.
he has to be the strategic thinker. He has to make sure that the team gets the guidance it wants,
mm-hmm.
et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was very happy when it happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's go to Trinidad and Tobago now and talk to Brian Davis, the former West Indies cricketer. Good evening to you, Brian. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine, Andrew. And you?
Good. I'm okay. Well, lots have happened in West Indies cricket. We understand that Desmond Haynes, Phil Simmons, and Floyd Reefer would have had their interviews today for the big job as head coach, and tomorrow Roger Harper, Lockhart Sebastian, Andy Wallace, and Miles Bascom, they're going to be interviewed. We actually spoke to Roger Harper about 15, 20 minutes ago, and he confirmed that his interview is at 12 o'clock tomorrow. Your reaction to Haynes, Simmons, and Reefer?
Yes. Those three have been interviewed today, you said?
Yes, they were interviewed today, yes.
I see. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing is that I would go on performances and experience, and therefore I would go for Phil Simmons,
mm.
because I think that he coached Ireland for 8 years and took them to 3 World Cups. He coached Afghanistan for 2 years and took them to a World Cup. He also got both of them into test status,
mm-hmm.
and I think he has an excellent mm-hmm. record. He coached the West Indies for about a year and a half, 2 years,
mm-hmm.
and he had a very good rapport with his skipper
mm-hmm.
and the players.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's very good for that position.
Mm-hmm.
Desmond, I don't know too much about Desmond. I mean, I know Desmond well. I was his manager when he made his debut
mm-hmm.
for West Indies.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Desmond well, he's a lovely person. But I really don't know too much about his coaching capabilities. So I can't really pronounce on them, you know. So I can't say anything. Rifa, I could only judge him from recent performances of the West Indies team, which is, was not an easy team to be coach of in the recent past, earlier this year in the World Cup and so. So I don't see him coming in sort of before Phil Simmons. I would think that Phil Simmons is qualified because of his experience at international level and his performances with the teams that he has coached so far.
Well, Brian, you've made a very Tony Marshall, you've made a very interesting comment that you're looking at performance. Tell us a bit more about the performance which has influenced you to come to the conclusion you have.
Well, I know the associate teams. The associate teams are not very strong and been struggling for years. So by Phil Simmons going to coach, let's say, Ireland, well, who's cricket, and those associates cricket have been really far way down, and to develop them to the stage where they could get the World Cup and also get the test status, I would think that that would do something. That a coach has a very important part to play in that. And also, he did it with Afghanistan for 2 years. And one of his mandates was that to get them to the World Cup. And he did it. He got them to the World Cup. They not only got there, but they also beat us on the way going there, which is up to now semi-lasting embarrassment. And so that was, I saw Phil Simmons' experience there. And, you know, when he was with the West Indies team, the reports were very good with his rapport with players. And I didn't like what they had. When they got rid of him, what the reasons that were put forward by Pybus, and these about something about not picking teams, it's something to do with the right culture and something else. I didn't understand it. To me, they didn't give the right, they didn't give reasons that could make me feel happy about that. So that is why I would go on Phil Simmons because of his team's performances. Let's say, okay, not his performance, but the teams that he was in charge of, their performances over the past years. He was in Ireland for 8 years and Afghanistan 2 years. So that's what I mean by performances.
How do you then, you know, crystallize that with the fact that Afghanistan was the only team we did better than in the World Cup? And also that if you look at the Tridents now, the Tridents have struggled and, you know, there have been some glaring errors. Let's say you have, let's say, Ashley Nurse, for instance. There's some people, the construct of the team and the selection has been off from the beginning, and there's been an obstinate to changing something that doesn't work. Granted, the coach can't take responsibility for the selection of the team, but do you see these as maybe snapshots of weaknesses in what you've mentioned?
No, I don't think so. I've been a coach for many, many years, and I have been a successful coach, and I have seen, although it be at the club level and at Trinidad level, but the thing is that a coach cannot be responsible for the, say, the failure of a team. Like, say, in Afghanistan came below the West Indies. I mean, that is, anybody that knows any cricket at all will see what that would be a no-no. That is playing all day against the top best players in the world, etc. And the West Indies performing better than Afghanistan at that tournament does not say that they are that much better team than Afghanistan, or Afghanistan is a better team than them. But when it counted in that tournament, South Africa, in Zimbabwe, when it is that we came so close and not qualifying for that tournament, that World Cup, because we came second in the qualifying stage, and then we had a final to play and come back there, and then we lost the final. You know, it was disappointing, very disappointing. And you wonder to yourself, well, you know, I'm not saying that, therefore, Afghanistan was better than the West Indies. They were better on that day, and they were better. But it shows that they had more motivation.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a very important part of coaching, mm-hmm. a team that is motivated, and they keep them motivated all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you have a team like Afghanistan playing the World Cup, the players alone, motivation wouldn't help them, because mm-hmm. they feel to themselves
mm-hmm.
that is above them. That mm-hmm. is World Cup cricket. They'll all be still in a sort of dream world when they go up there to play. That'll be difficult. They'd be much happier playing with the associates, and that's why they would have performed mm-hmm. better in the qualifying stages.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I see it.
Now, Brian, if we turn our attention now to the selectors, we understand that Roger Harper, when he says that he's going to be interviewed tomorrow at 12 o'clock, Lockhart Sebastian, Hendy Wallace, and Miles Bascom. Are you surprised by that crop?
They are still being interviewed, or they are being chosen?
Well, no, they're going to be interviewed tomorrow. And my understanding is that two of them will be picked. We have an executive selector along with another selector who will then pick the team with the coach. So it's Roger Harper, Lockhart Sebastian, Hendy Wallace, and Miles Bascom. What do you think of that crop?
Yes. Well, you know, as far as selectors are concerned, I always think you can't judge a selector until you have seen him selecting teams. Now,
right.
I don't know any of them except Roger Harper,
mm-hmm.
and I know Roger Harper as a good man.
Right.
I know him as analytical and a thinker of the game. So I know Roger very well, and I would go along with Roger.
Roger.
Because just thinking about what I know of his cricket knowledge,
mm-hmm.
and hearing him over the years and his talk, I haven't heard him for many years. I don't know where he's disappeared to, but I thought he was quite good in his analysis of games, and so many years ago,
mm-hmm.
I've never heard of Bascom,
mm-hmm.
and I know he played some games for the Windward, but I've never really heard of him, so I
mm-hmm.
can't pass judgment on him.
Mm-hmm.
And neither Wallace. I haven't heard about Wallace. I saw in the papers that he's chairman of the Barbados election panel.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
So I can't pass any judgment on them.
What about Lockhart Sebastian? What about Lockhart Sebastian?
Well, I see that they're bringing him back. I don't know. He was in a losing panel before.
Right.
But I really can't pass a judgment on him as well. I don't know these fellows well enough to
mm-hmm.
to do that.
Pass
what
judgment.
I don't like, though, when I saw the four of them, I thought, I don't know if the selectors there already or that they still had interviews to go.
I thought
it didn't look too.
Brian, there's a story that would have broken in your local papers that indicated that they're selected, but that's not true at all. They're going to be interviewed
right.
tomorrow.
Right. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Right.
Because it looked a little lopsided, you know, with the different people, because I couldn't understand. I saw two in Rhode Island people there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for the sake of transparency, West Indies cricket and our entire background, where it's come from.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in three selectors. You can pick them anywhere, but you can't have two from one territory.
Oh.
You can't pick four selectors and pick two from Trinidad
mm-hmm.
or two from Guyana. I can't see that.
Okay.
I can't see two from
mm-hmm.
from the Windward Islands, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that struck me as a little bit strange,
mm-hmm.
but not with the people involved, because I cannot fairly comment on them. I cannot pass judgment on them because
mm-hmm.
I don't know them.
Right.
But I know Roger Harper. He's the only one I could really
mm-hmm.
talk on behalf of.
All right. Well, Brian,
I'm very interested to see. Are there anybody else?
No, not at all. But my understanding is, Brian, that we're going to all know by the 15th of October.
I see. Well, because we look forward to that then.
Indeed. All right. Thanks for your contribution.
Yeah. Okay, Andrew.
All right. Interestingly enough, Brian Davis is saying that you shouldn't have two Windward Islands selectors or two Barbados selectors in the panel. Do you agree with that, Tony? Or it doesn't matter? Is there any merit in what he's saying there?
Well, yes. One normally would react the way he did.
Mm-hmm.
But I was almost tempted to tell him
mm-hmm.
that Sir Garfield once hinted that consideration might be given to having one selector.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He did.
So
mm-hmm.
what would he say then?
Right, right.
And then the other thing that he said that has troubled me a little is he has claimed about Simmons's performance.
Right.
Mm. In fact, he has functioned with the Minnows.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that Desmond has not coached any international side,
mm-hmm.
does that rule him out?
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
No, it shouldn't.
It shouldn't. See? He didn't say he was ruled out.
No.
But he made no mention of it.
Right.
To say he knows, he knows of his performance in cricket.
Yes, that's what he said, yes.
Which thoroughly outclasses the others,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm.
Those were the two things that I thought that I wasn't comfortable with what he had to say.
Mm. All right. Well, time is very tight. We're going to try to make a connection in Jamaica and in Trinidad and Tobago. Let's talk to the noted people, of course, the noted journalist Fazeer Muhammad, and he's also got within the legend Jeffrey Dujon out of Jamaica. Let's start with you, Jeffrey. How are you, Jeffrey?
Not too bad, Andrew.
Good. How's good old Kingston?
Well, it's as it's always been.
I like that. And Fazeer, how is the land of Calypso?
Crazy as always, I'm doing crazy, but when you live in a madhouse, you're not fussed by too much.
Right, okay.
Hey, Faz, how are you doing?
Hey, not too bad, Jeff.
Right, good. All right. Now, Jeffrey, let's start with you. We know what's the situation today. Desmond Haynes, Phil Simmons, and Floyd Rees would have been interviewed tomorrow. We are hearing that Roger Harper, Lockhart, Sebastian, Henry Wallace, and Miles Bascom would be interviewed in terms of being selectors. Your reaction, first of all, to this crop, Jeffrey Dujon, Desmond Haynes, Phil Simmons, and Floyd Reefer?
I think of those, they're probably the most notable of who have put their hats in the ring. I just think that at this point in time,
mm-hmm.
you know, we need somebody with a bit of a track record, you know,
mm-hmm.
because West Indies cricket is in a serious state now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I would think that Phil Simmons' record is pretty decent. You know, he's took Ireland into mm-hmm. international cricket. He's done pretty well with Afghanistan. He has the experience. He's been here before and coached before. So I think at this point, you know, we need that sort of background. We need somebody with that sort of resume.
Mm-hmm. Fazeer, you agree with that?
Yeah, I think Simmons is the obvious choice for a number of reasons. That experience that Duj mentioned, the fact that he was with the team previously and enjoyed success with the World T20.
Mm-hmm.
The West Indies were quite competitive in a tri-nation one-day series involving South Africa, and Australia got to the final in Barbados. And I think also, whatever the credentials are of the other individuals, which I'm sure are quite considerable as well, the fact is that Simmons has made it quite obvious that he is someone who is not afraid of running afoul of whichever administration he happens to be working for. That's why he was suspended at one time and then subsequently fired
mm-hmm.
by Cricket West Indies. That's why he ran afoul of the Afghanistan authorities, even during the World Cup. And some will say, well, maybe he's too much of a rabble-rouser
mm-hmm.
to be a coach. But as Duj mentioned, his track record speaks for itself. And also, once there is no outside interference, as he alluded to, he should have been given the opportunity, as with anyone else,
mm-hmm.
to do the job to the best of their ability.
Mm-hmm.
If you permit me to come in at this point, I must put a question to you,
mm.
for which I want an answer.
Mm-hmm.
You are an employer.
You
are an employer.
Mm-hmm.
You have candidates interviewing for the CEO position in your company. One man is known to run afoul with the staff on more than one occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Comment about your hiring him.
Mm.
You want me to comment on that situation?
Of course.
To be honest, I think it's a fairly weak analogy because we're looking at West Indies cricket,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we're the state at which we are now.
Mm.
You know, I don't think it calls for looking at pretty much an unknown quantity. You know, in terms of trying to get us back on track.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think it's an an inspiration sort of thing that we need right now. We need somebody who has the technical knowledge and experience.
Mm-hmm.
Sir, I'd put a direct question to you, and your inference, I don't think is fair game.
No,
I'm asking you, given the track record of a candidate before you in your company, would you hire that man who has had some difficulties and challenges in dealing with staff?
He got results, and the management is different now.
You're not answering the question, you know, sir.
Okay, well,
I bow to you.
Yes. Mr. Marshall, before you take forever with your question, the answer is yes.
Oh. Fazir, yes, and continue. Fazir?
Well, he asked for the answer, and he got the answer. The answer is yes.
Oh. Tony, you want to respond to
No, Fazir? No. I respect those kind of comments.
Indeed. So Fazir...
Well, I thought I was here hypothetically, or are we speaking you know, about the situation that exists?
All I did was to present a different situation. Cricket is business, and I presented a business situation. You see, sometimes when we are not directly involved, our views may be less stringent than when it affects us directly. Mm-hmm. And that's why I put that scenario.
Mm-hmm.
The answer, just for the sake of argument, the answer is still yes.
Oh, right.
For the sake of argument.
All right. Jeffrey, if we may move on. So Phil Simmons is your choice. You would have played with Desi. What about Floyd Reefer? How do you assess the performance of Floyd Reefer in the short time as coach, Jeffrey?
Well, we have to look at results, Andrew.
Right.
And I think that is pretty much, you know,
rules
him out. If he had been successful, then we wouldn't have be looking around for a coach now.
Mm-hmm. Fazir?
And that's the point. I think what we need to separate is Desmond Haynes, the outstanding world-class opening batsman, long-standing servant of West Indies cricket, and Desmond Haynes, the relatively, comparatively unknown quantity as a coach of an international team. And I think that's where the issue is.
Mm-hmm.
So those who might perceive either my comment or that of Duges as some slight towards the outstanding career of Desmond Haynes, then they're missing the point entirely. It is about judging someone on merit given his track record as a coach, and on that basis, that's why certainly in my estimation, and I gather in the case of Duges as well, that's why it would appear from this distance that Phil Simmons would be the obvious choice.
Okay. Good night, gentlemen. We won the T20 championship on another occasion. If you compare the progress and the results of the teams in all three formats, notwithstanding that, and compare it to other coaches who may have had success of that type, has Phil elevated himself above the former coaches who may have had that success within a format?
Well, I'm not sure how profound that is, because, you know, he is one of the candidates here now. We're dealing with a situation that we're with now. He had some success. We've had no success of late since England came here and the whole coaching setup was changed. So, you know, we're looking at a brand new situation, and I think it brings his record, his acumen, his resume into
focus. No, I'm just asking you, in his first incarnation, were you satisfied that Mr. Simmons caused the team to develop and improve to such an extent that you think he has outperformed the former coaches?
No, I'm not satisfied.
Okay,
I haven't been satisfied for a very, very, very long time.
Well, I know you couldn't be satisfied, because the stats and the results prove that one-off thing, just like the one-off success of Pivas or the one-off success of all the others, were not able to paste over all the other deficiencies that existed within Cricket West Indies. So, gentlemen, we are wringing our hands about who is the best, you know, who we should choose and that sort of thing. But the truth is that Cricket West Indies' difficulties lie elsewhere and within the structure and within the, you know, all the countries that produce the cricketers. But the thing is, we have to also think of what, you know, would this be a masterstroke for Cricket West Indies hierarchy if they somehow embrace the former greats or the legends, and you know, because some people are disenfranchised, would they, by having Haynes there, would they embrace the legends as well as satisfy the need for a head coach? Because inevitably, I would say that any head coach we have will either be fired or will resign. Because, I mean, the history shows that. So the thing is, are we really, you know, considering something that is of lesser importance rather than the structure of West Indies cricket that leads to our weakness?
Fazer?
Well, Madhuj, I know you wanted to get in there first. Go right ahead.
Go ahead, Fazer.
I think we're confusing quite a few things here. The issue is, are we selecting or are we assessing someone on the basis of their ability to produce results, long-term improvement even for the senior men's West Indies team? All the other issues are extraneous, whether you're talking about alienated icons or so many other matters. Not that they are relevant, but surely the intention of looking at those three, Messrs. Haynes, Simmons and Reefer, is to pick the best, to get the best out of the men's senior West Indies team. And on that basis, I think, again, it's because of his track record and because of what he's been able to achieve with the West Indies team, and also because, as Duj mentioned correctly, there's a change in administration. And part of the reason why Simmons ran afoul of the situation is that he would not have been the first, of course, to have experienced outside interference, which basically means inside interference from the administration of Cricket West Indies. And he was one of the few to speak out against it. Many might have simply bit their tongues and prepared to take it for the sake of how things would look. Simmons is not that type of individual. And therefore, if he is going to be selected, whoever does the selecting will know that comes with the package that is Phil Simmons.
Jeffrey?
Well, I agree with Fazer. Actually, that was the point that I was going to make. You know, things have, as I said before, that situation has changed. And the selectors have changed. I don't know if it's for the better or for the worse, but it's a new situation. You know, and it's quite possible that different and unviable relationships might emanate from it. So, you know, we really have to wait and see.
Jeffrey, if we now look at the selectors, possible selectors, Roger Harper, Lockhart, Sebastian, Henry Wallace, Miles Bascom, your reaction to that crop, Jeffrey?
Well, you know, Andrew, they all have quite a bit of experience. Bascom, I don't know a whole lot about, but the others have quite a bit of experience. They've been around regional cricket for a very long time. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we will get back on the track that we were on when we did so well against England.
Well, they're going to be selecting two, from my understanding, Harper. You got Sebastian, Wallace, and Bascom. If you were given the job to select those two, Jeffrey, who would you select?
Well, as I said, I really don't know, and no offense meant to him. I don't know much about Bascom, so I would have to go with the other two.
All right. Now, you're talking Harper and Sebastian, is that what you mean?
Yes.
Okay. What about you, Fazer?
Well, again, and just to develop the point, and this will be my final comment as usual.
Yeah, I know you got to move soon. Yeah.
My other obligations. But very, very quickly, I think what we need to recognize is that, again, it's not necessarily about who would have had the best West Indies record or the best international record to make the best coach. We've had Australia in their dominant era with chairman of selectors like Andrew Hilditch and Trevor Holmes and so on, who don't exactly come immediately to mind when you talk about outstanding Australian cricketers. But I think the point that I'm sure Duj wants to make as well is respecting the process more than anything else. If you're going to appoint individuals, whoever they may be, and just for the sake of argument in this case, I would probably go with a Hendy Wallace and a Roger Harper as my options as selectors because of their experience.
No Lockhart Sebastian Fizier?
No Lockhart Sebastian.
Why not? Why not? Why not?
Just simply because I know a bit more about of the other two individuals. And again, when you're asked to make a choice, it is automatically assumed that you're slighting the person
right.
you have chosen, but you're not. Well, you're just simply making a choice. And that's my choice.
Just,
and as I said, just very quickly, it will come to the north if there's interference in the process. But go ahead, Douche.
Yeah, Douche.
No, just quickly. I think I misunderstood the question.
Okay.
You said there's Sebastian, Bascom, and Harper.
Yeah,
and two will be selected out of the three.
Yes, that's my understanding, yes.
Okay, right. So Sebastian and Harper, right.
Sebastian and Harper. Okay, interesting.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Andrew. Isn't that four?
Sorry,
Henry Wallace as well?
Yeah. You got Harper, Sebastian, Wallace, and Bascom. Yeah, the four, yeah.
No, well, sir, I'm sorry then. I would have to change. I would have to change because I wouldn't leave Andy Wallace out of that.
Well, you wouldn't leave Andy. So you're like Fazer then. You're going to Wallace and Harper?
Yes.
No Sebastian?
Well, he's been around for a little while and he was part of a different panel. So I would think, you know, the influence of some fresh blood would probably be good.
And dude, you don't know Miles Bascom?
I don't know a lot about him.
Okay.
No offense to him.
Right.
At all.
All right. Well, Jeffrey, I want you to go into your bed early. You're not as young as you used to be. Fazer is going off to pray now. And Jeffrey, please get into your bed early. Get some sleep.
Okay, Andrew.
All right. Nice to you, gentlemen. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Take care.
All right. Bye. Interesting comments come in there. Tony, from what we're hearing so far, the choice is Phil Simmons. Are you surprised?
Well, not really. He has been a coach. It is true that he has not been a coach of one of the top teams in international cricket,
right.
but he's been a coach.
Right.
I think that he has as good a chance at it as either of the other two. I would think that given that our batting has not been as good as it should be, not as solid, not as reliable, I would tend to want to look more closely at Desi.
Desi?
Yes.
So your choice is Desi. Yeah. Your choice is Desi as well, Dr. Ford?
Yeah, certainly, because, you know, we've tried. I don't see why I don't see the need for the precedent to go back to someone we've had before.
Right.
It hasn't happened in our history. Yes, I know of the experience, but still, you know, I'm willing to try something new.
But
I want to fix West Indies cricket from the ground up.
All right. Let's pause for business calls. Time is tight. We're going to try to think as well. Mason and Guest is brought in association with our very good friends at Barbara Stottery. For both of you.
On the mount, right? Very, very, very much scared on the mount, right?
On the mount. Andrew, I would have sent a message to you, but since I got in, I should be able to speak on this.
Sure.
Listening to the noted Antiguan journalist Colin James,
right?
It would be total madness that there's three.
I have nothing to do next to guys.